Wednesday, September 1st. I didn't go into the office. The president did call several times, and I spent most of the day on the phone. Because Rose Woods took into him a letter that had been sent to him by Rose Kennedy complaining that he wasn't attending the opening of Kennedy Center. That got the president concerned that maybe he should be going, so we went back and forth on that. I talked to Garment, and he is working it out with Roger Stevens, so we'll get that settled. The president then came up with the idea that we have the key staff people stay out here through the weekend and come back on Monday, since he won't be needing them there, so I'm setting up a plane to do that. Then he called out of the blue, said he wanted to invoke the Taft-Hartley on the dock strikes out here and for me to get it set up. I can't still figure out what prompted that, but I talked to Schultz, who said this wouldn't be a good idea because Bridges is about ready to put his men back to work anyway in the next couple of days, and Kurt Counts is moving in on this. So Schultz urged that we not do anything until after Labor Day. I called the president back, and he agreed to hold up on it, although he really wanted to give them a 8-hour ultimatum. He had a few suggestions on the speeches and coming up over the weekend, and that was about it. End of September 1st.